All right. So since we have all three commissioners, I'm going to call this meeting our final meeting of 2024 to order. The first item on the agenda is approving the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I so move.
I will second that. Any comments, friendly amendments to the minutes from our December 3rd meeting? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Great. The minutes are approved. The next item is our final loan portfolio for 2024. We have four loans that are around $1.5 million. I move to approve the loans.
Second.
There's a second. Rich, do you want to share what we are looking at today? A little bit, provide more detail.
Yeah, you know, loan number, we just have four loans today. Loan number one is for road work, and loan number two is for some dump truck equipment. Loan number three is actually a refinancing of a BCPL loan that we made last year for the town of Rock Elm to acquire that dump truck. And then now they're purchasing some additional equipment for it. You know, BCPL has a policy that we will refinance our own loans, but because we charge no fees, we have to put some hurdle in there for our borrowers. Otherwise, every time loan rates would go down, everybody would refinance every loan, and that's all we would have time for. So what we do is we require borrowers to take out additional money in a new loan equal to at least 25% of the amount they're going to refinance. And so because of this new loan for Rock Elm that provided them with the ability to refinance the original loan that had been done at 6% down to 5.5%, so it's beneficial for them. Loan number four is for broadband in the town of Presque Isle in Vilas County. You know, broadband isn't quite a bread and butter loan purpose yet, but as a fan of the Great British Baking Show, let's just say the dough is in the proofing drawer there, because we have really been doing a lot of broadband loans in the last year or two. So, and that's all I have for today.
Well, thanks, Rich. Any questions from the commissioners? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving our loan portfolio today say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loans are approved and we have no old business or new business, but is there an update, Rich, for the Chief Investment Officer's report?
I have nothing today, Sarah. Thank you.
Tom, the Executive Secretary's report.
Really short. I would anticipate a couple of smaller real estate transactions coming to the board in January. But they would be relatively small and not complicated. We also anticipate that there would be a couple of submerged land leases that will be coming to the board for consideration again in early 2025, but not in the first meeting of the year. And then finally, the Wisconsin Education Convention is taking place in January in the Milwaukee area. And Rich and I will probably be going to that, because not only do we get to talk about lending to school districts, but we get to talk about the fact that we are distributing $70 million to the schools in Wisconsin this coming fiscal year. That's my report.
Thanks, Tom. Any questions for Tom? And my report is we are going to do the public announcement for our upcoming distribution this Thursday. As I think I mentioned our last meeting, we were able to notify the schools on this distribution. We actually notified them directly, which I have heard has been very helpful, so they can plan accordingly. when you think about this distribution, and Rich shared with me in the last 3 years, it increased by 70%. And so we know how important it is for schools to plan, and librarians and media specialists have the time to do that. So we have notified them, they're planning accordingly, and then we are going to make this public announcement this Thursday. And the Brown Deer Middle School, kind of high school, this is where WMPTA said kind of makes the most amount of sense. And so I think it's a great opportunity for us to kind of share this good news that's also outside of kind of the Madison media market. So, Josh, you will be missed, but John, we're glad that you are able to be there. And we'll report back in the new year on how it all goes. Any questions from the commissioners?
Oh, I just want to thank you, Sarah, for putting that together. I know how much work goes into this. I think even a simple thing.
Well, you're breaking up a bit, John, but we thank you. And the team has been working hard, and we're glad that you're able to be a part of it. All right, that's all I have to report. Are there any other future agenda items? See none, I move to adjourn. Is there a second?
I second.
All right, all those in favor of adjourning our final meeting, say aye. Aye, Sarah, for 2024. John, sorry, we didn't hear. I think you said yes, John.
Oh, hi, John. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, it's breaking.
I know. Yeah. No, I know. I just wanted to make sure you had you on the record. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. And have a wonderful holiday, a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you in 2025.
Hey, happy holidays, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. Bye. See you next year. Yeah. Bye, guys.